Hey everybody, this is an extra update, and we're going to be talking about things, all kinds of things today, because I feel like just doing a crazy show, because that's just me, right?
Me.
So anyway, I was looking on the internet of things, checking on the Shields family and seeing what all the boys are up to, and seeing what Beth Ann's up to, and she's got herself a new squeeze. Oh, yes. Now, I saw this real pretty prom picture. And, you know, she looked like, looked real pretty, like a goddess, you know, like a pretty angel. Beautiful. But then I see this horrible monster on the left side. Don't show his teeth. Maybe they're all yellow. I don't know. Maybe they all got punched out. I don't know. Maybe he's been in a couple bar fights. I don't know. He kind of looks like one of those ragamuffin dolls, you know, like somebody shocked him up with a bunch of electricity. Maybe they forgot to shave his head before they did electrolysis treatment at the mental hospital when he went there before he went to the prom with her. And maybe they shocked him up with a bunch of electricity and forgot to shave his head. I was wondering why some of his hair looks black, like it was burnt. Maybe he had electronic treatment before he left. And, you know, I thought I saw a couple of hummingbirds flying out of the top of his head because it looks like a nest, you know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's got beehives. Maybe he's got some bees or termites up in there. I don't know. I mean, she better be careful when she's kissing that guy or doing anything because something else might fall out of his head, you know. And I ain't talking about the head on his shoulders, that is. You know, but, you know, I would be careful anywhere else, too. There might be other things falling out everywhere else as well. So, you know, I don't know, but he looks like a drug dealer, you know. Does he do drugs? I mean, he looks kind of skanky. I mean, he looks goofy, you know. That's what some other people said. He looks like a goofy guy. Why would he wear a pink tie? You know, what's all that about? I don't know, but, you know, this is what she picked, or this is what he picked. I don't know. Something happened. But he doesn't have no coordination, whatever. You know, he should have been wearing something to match her dress better. You know, you see these two, you see the girlfriend, you know, her girlfriend or bestie, I guess. And she is beautiful. I think I've known her ever since I've known her too when she was a younger teen, like a preteen or maybe I never met her, but she looks like she's sort of familiar. And then and then Beth Ann, she's wearing that beautiful, they look like they could be models on a, like an Emmy show, you know? But then you see this guy coming like he was shocked up with a bunch of electricity. And it looked like he got a shock treatment, you know, before he went out on a date with her because his hair's all over the place, you know, with the beady glasses that he got from Dollar Tree. And, you know, I don't know what he is. And, he looks like, you know, he just looks like a, I don't know what he is, but I would throw that thing back, you know. You know, stick with me, you know, you'll get a better deal. A lot better deal on everything. I don't know what this man is. I don't know if he's giving you drugs. I don't know what he's got, but something he's got because he's doing something because you're right there with him. And, and I saw the other picture where it looked like, you know, I saw another one. It looked like, you know, that this girl, Beth Ann, it looked like he was trying to, like, lean all over top of her and, you know, have his pelvis up in the air. I don't know what he was trying to do. I don't know if he was trying to wave signals or trying to fan it, you know, in the picture or flaunted, I don't know, but it looked really bad, you know. I don't know what he was trying to send there. Maybe he was trying to say that Beth Ann's mine. I'm going to get some after this picture. I don't know. But it looked really weird. It looked really skanky, you know. Because that Beth Ann looked awesome, but, you know, I don't know what happened with this guy. I don't know where she found him or vice versa, but this guy looks like he's got a nest in his head. He looks like a goofball. And, you know, wears these little cheap $2 glasses. And, you know, a girl knocked me out, he knocked me out with his cheap sunglasses, but said they were glasses, you know. Oh, yeah, I got the cheap glasses on from the Dollar Tree or the Dollar General store. I don't know, but if they make those glasses, boy, they don't look like they're, like, prescription. I don't know what they are, but, well, you know, she did stick with the dark brown hair like me. She found a guy younger, but, you know, to meet her, I guess her mom's approval, maybe. But, you know, she fell for the bird nest guy, you know. I don't know what he was doing leaning all over her in that one picture. I mean, why didn't he just sit down on the bench beside her and just put his arm around her, you know, and take a picture like that? That would look more, a lot more better than the way it looks in that one picture. And then, you know, I don't know, it looked like she was crying. You know, one of those pictures looked like I zoomed in and her eyes looked puffy like she was crying before the picture. So what happened? Did he hit her? Or was she crying about something else? But it looks like she was crying. It don't even look like a real smile in that picture. I've had other people look at it, and they said the same thing. Was she crying? What was she crying about? What happened? Did he hit her? I don't know. But did something happen there? Because her eyes are all puffy, and I know she don't have a lot of allergies. At least, I know her when she was younger, she didn't have allergies. So did he slap her or something? I don't know. Or did she just cry, or maybe something going on? Maybe she don't want to really be with the guy? Is this something that her mom's trying to, hook up, trying to, like she's picking the man for her? Like so controlling, she's just trying to pick the man for her, I don't know. But something's going on, but, her eyes were all puffy. And, she might have a little bit of allergies. That could be it, joking. But it could be it, but I don't know. But, boy, this guy looks like a goofball. About as goofball as a meatball, you know what I mean? Those weird generic glasses. I mean, looked like he got them from, Dollar General or Toys R Us, And, it even looked like a real prescription. It looked a little, really nerdy, Really, I don't look hip at all. And then with that hair, looked like he didn't know how to comb it, or he got shocked up with a bunch of jewels, or maybe he ran to the house and grabbed some of those balloons that were blowing up for, the prom, and rubbed it all over his hair to make him look like he was electrified. I'm electrified, I'm zoning up, I got the birds coming out of my hair, I don't know, but anyway, something, but yeah, it's something crazy. But in other news, we have, all the crazy stuff happening with the formula. I know you heard about the baby formula. They sent in one crate of formula. That's what Bozo the Clown said. And that's not going to be enough to feed children. We don't have over 500 babies. We probably have millions of babies in this country. So how is 1,000 babies going to be fed when there's a lot more babies than that in America? Let's think about this for a moment. I've said this before, maybe we should really think about this for a minute. You think we could open up that plant that was closed, maybe, that really didn't have a food problem, that had a recall? Maybe we should open that up. What do you think? That would make sense, wouldn't it? We gotta have a shortage. It's just like, the gas is gonna be $10 a gallon here before we know in about 2 months or less. Don't you think we could open up some plants? Oh, no, we gotta keep them shut down because I'm trying to bring America down. I want China to come in and invade us. Don't you think we could open up and have more farms and agriculture in this country? Oh, no, you can't do that. Bill Gates bought most of the farmland. But the thing is, but these dummies, that's what they are. The president is like on drugs or something, there's really crazy stuff going on. But, I was kidding about him being a drug dealer. So, Sean, don't go crazy. No, I know you're already crazy already, but, don't go crazy. I'm just joking, he's not a drug dealer. I was just kidding. But it's something weird about him. He's a goofball. But whatever, Beth has main squeeze, I guess. I guess that's her squeeze. I don't know what squeeze. But anyway, that's the squeeze she's got right now. The Johnson, the Johnson guy she's got right now. But, but no, I don't know if he's a drug dealer or not, but he's doing something because he's got her deal. But back to more news, so I hope they solve this, because this is how you could solve the formula crisis. This is how you could solve the food shortage. And this is how you can solve the gas crisis that they created. Open up the refineries. Start making gas, dumbass. You ever think about that? And then also, open up the formula factories that you closed down in this country, dumbass. That's how we could solve the problem. Hello? And start growing things on the farmlands, dumbass. Okay, but see, we got all these other factors going on, And then we wonder why our country is in the place it is in. Because of bad policies and bad things that this bozo and his bozo administration. And what's wrong with that beady-eyed black woman? I don't know what her name is, but she looks like she's crazy. And she's reading off a script. She's supposed to be the defense secretary. I don't know what kind of defense she's on because I've never seen her in any army place, or I don't even know if she knows how to shoot an M16 or knows how to shoot a 56 Magnum, or, you know, I just made that up. But she don't know how to shoot a missile. I mean, I don't know where this lady came from. I mean, and she's like gay, and she's for all the gays and everything. And, well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, all the BDIs, the white eye, BDI, you know, craziness, you know. It's a lot like Beth Ann's boyfriend, you know, kind of like craziness looking like that. And it's really crazy, but, you know, you got those BDIs, and she's reading off a script. What's all this about? I don't know if that's her style or, I mean, can't she just think on her head? And, of course, that redheaded girl that lied through her teeth all the time didn't know what she was talking about, her head from a hole in the ground. The one before her, the redheaded woman, you know, she wasn't Shirley Temple, but she had a fetish with playing with the binders. You know, just flapping them all around. She wasn't even looking at them, and she would just lie and didn't even know what she was talking about, didn't know anything. And it's kind of more of the same with this new black lady they got in there. And she don't know anything either. And it has nothing to do with her being black, because there's some black women that are very bright, but she's not very bright. So that's why I say black, because I don't know her name, but she's really a nut case, you know. She can't read or think on her own. She's got to read from a script. Is this Alzheimer's catching through the whole administration? I'm like wondering, you know, because Pelosi can't remember her name, and, you know, she looks like she's dying and looks like a demon, and then, you know, that's spreading too, all this demon stuff in D.C. And then, you know, and then you see all this, you know, a whole administration seems to be affected by Joe Biden's illness. Apparently, they're all got a little case of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. They all seems to be catching because they don't remember, and they all got to use teleprompters and have picture books like Joe Biden does, you know, to remember who they are. And, you know, and I don't know what's going on with Joe Biden. He's always reading off the scripts, and he always knows what the answers are. Like, he already has the answers from the people before they get there. So he just goes up to them when they do a press conference, and he just knows who to call on. You know, it's not like it's live where the president, like Trump or anybody else, would go up there and they just say, let me pick all the fake news people in the back, you know, or something like that, you know, because a lot of fake news shows up there, probably pretty much mostly all of them, and there are fake news except for maybe a couple. But, you know, that's how it is. I call it the pigeon gallery when the press shows up, you know, for the conference rooms. But I call it the pigeon conference because all they do is go in there and they change what you say all the time and like to add things that you didn't say or take things away from what you said and make you look bad. And it's just amazing how they get it wrong a lot of times, even though you tell them something and they'll change it. You know, Trump talked about that too. But they do that because they're fake news. You know, a lot of them are fake news. So that's what you get when you have a, you know, fake, you know, prostitute press that is just, you know, sucking off the laurels of the government, and they've been bought out, and that's what you get. You get fake news, you know, propaganda. You know, that's how it's alive and well. It's been alive and well for many, many years, folks. But, yeah, you know, I don't know, but it's crazy. Bethany's got a girl, got a boyfriend, I guess. I hope he ain't a girlfriend, but a boyfriend. I'm just kidding. He's really a boy. He appears to be a boy or something. But maybe he's trans. I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's sort of like between, you know, like he meets a tranny. Maybe he's a boy, but he's got a girl. Maybe he's got girl parts. I mean, only Beth Ann would know that secret. And, you know, maybe. But maybe he's got a fake Johnson down there. Maybe it's not a real penis. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just really weird. He looks crazy. He looks like he's like he's a sex shifter. You know, like between men and women. I don't know. You know, he's goofy. I just can't stop talking about him because he looks like a goofball. You know, class A goofball. But, you know, and, you know, to each his own, you know, as they say. You know, and I guess she likes the bird nest effect and likes the, you know, bees coming out the top of her head when they're kissing. And, you know, she's like wondering why she's itching her hair or itching, you know, somewhere on her body, because when she gets near him, there's like all these things falling out of his ears and head and everything. You know, because you don't ever know what's up in that curly hair nest. You don't know what's in there. You know, look out, look out. Oh, no, what is that? Is that termites? What is that coming out of his hair? Is that a bird nest? I don't know. But, you know, she picked him. Or, I don't know, maybe they ran into each other in the hallway. I don't know what happened there. And it was like, grease lightning. But he was lightning all right with that hair. Electrifying. I don't know, but anyway, she found him, I guess. Took him out of despair. She felt sorry for him. pitied him and said, "Oh, will you go with me to the prom? Yeah, will you take me to the prom?" And I done did that electrifying goofball, woo, with a nest in the hair. Went away with like I don't care. Let's status that clean. Forgot to use some hairspray. Gotta wear the cheap 2-bit glasses from Dollar Tree or Dollar General. But I look a fool. But that's what I do. I pick 'em. I know because I'm a nerd. I look like somebody that I just picked up off the side of the road. Hey, that's my man. That electrified hair. Don't know how to comb. It's all frizzy. If that's a perm, it looks like a nest. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I have to say that because it's crazy. You know, she should be with me right here in North Carolina. That's what I say. Stop messing with that crazy guy. All he's thinking about is getting in your panties. Anyway, that's all a lot of those guys think about. You know, that's all the only thing those guys, when they're that age, think about. I think about everything. I don't want the panties. I want the whole package. You know, I want what's on the outside. I want what's on the inside. I want everything of Beth Ann. I don't want just that one thing, because that one thing is just a small part of what a relationship is. But a lot of guys, when they're that age, I know because I was that age, that's what a lot of guys always think about, is that's the only thing they think about most of the time. So, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship is. And girls, they're like that too. That's all they think about. You know, so I don't know if this is a relationship of lust to get something. You know, maybe just to get to be with someone, a rush. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe just to satisfy her mother. Maybe to keep the peace. Maybe she's just doing, I don't know what her plans are. But anyway, you know, only time will tell. And, you know, I keep praying for her that she'll come to her senses. And because I really do love her. I don't like the bozo that she's with, but she must love him. Or I don't know. You know, but I just wish that she would open up her eyes and really think about it, because this guy is not right for her. And I say that because I know I would be right for her, because I really do truly, really love her. That's why I say these things, you know. You know, and he's not a drug dealer. And I don't think it's all about sex, but there's something going on, because it looks strange. You know, he looks strange. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But at any rate, you know, it's just, it is what it is, folks. And, you know, let's see who this is. Hello?
Hello. Please listen to this important
message. Listen to this. Just a scam here. Listen.
Today is Monday, May 23rd.
Listen.
This is a final attempt to reach you regarding the 2022 student loan forgiveness plan.
Yeah.
Your student loan is flagged for forgiveness. This applies to all loan statuses, including loans in default and garnishment.
This is like one of those robocalls.
Please press 1 to be connected to the next representative, or press 9 to be removed from our list.
You see, that's when I get these robocalls. That's one of them right there. Live, you know. And they always use a promo call, and then they hang up. See, that's how you know. When you don't respond, they hang up. So I get those all the time. Do you get those? I mean, they know you have a loan because they sell your information, obviously. You know, I didn't think the loan place shouldn't be selling your information, but they do, evidently, because they know I have a loan. How do they know that? Because they must be selling the information out. I didn't think they were supposed to be doing that, but I guess they do. That's how they make money, too, off your information, you know. But, you know, these scammers, they call. It's a robocall. It's not even a real person. It's a computer-generated voice. I mean, I could download a voice and talk on it and say some love things, you know. I could say some love things to Beth Ann, but it wouldn't be me really talking. It'd be a robo, you know, voice. But, you know, that's kind of what that is. It's not a real voice. It's computer-generated. And it's a computer talking, you know. Reading something off the screen in that voice to you. You know, it's programmed to do that, you know. And then it just goes down the list and calls all these numbers because they're too cheap to hire a real person to do the job, because they can get more done in less time. So that's why a lot of these telemarketing places are going to the artificial computerized robo approach, so they can get a lot more calls in less time. Because, you know, computers, you know, you say something to them, they don't have no emotions, they don't say nothing, they just stop and still keep saying the same stuff. That's how you know you have a robo call. You know, I've noticed that. Like, say, I know I don't have insurance. I mean, I said, no, I don't have a car, so why are you calling about my title or my tags? I mean, why do you all keep calling me? And they just say, well, you need to have your tags. You know, our records show. I said, I just told you I don't have it. So, you know, after you go around with them for about a minute, then they hang up. Because, you know, you don't, because, you know, they just, you know, I don't know, because they sell your information. You know, you don't have a car or you have a car. They sell your information and they get all your information. And then they just, that's how they do a lot of these phone calls, these robo calls, you know, I call them. But it's just crazy. I mean, have you noticed that they have gone up a lot? Here's another one. All right. So anyway, I guess, but you know, it's been a real nice day. Call her in a little bit. My friend's birthday is today. And she's just a friend, Beth Ann. She's not anything else. We're just friends. You know, she's 41. Her birthday's today. So she just got back from, you know, her where she goes to. She calls it school. I just call it a place where they go for activities during the day to have something else to do, you know. And, you know, that's where she goes. And they have programs like that down here, but... But, you know, she just got back, I guess, evidently. But we have a hot day today, severe thunderstorms in the forecast. And, it's going to be a rough day. But please, Beth Ann, I hope you really reconsider and don't get mad at me. But really consider being with me because I love you more than anything. I wouldn't do this podcast or do this stuff to get to you on the radio or on the media if I didn't love you, because I do. Just think about what I'm saying. I didn't mean to upset you, but I really love you, and you have to understand that you're the reason why I'm doing this, because I want you in my life, and I want to be with you, like we talked about, instead of all this other stuff you're doing. You didn't forget about me, so stop acting like you did, because I know you didn't. You know, I know your parents have a lot to do with this, because they said it, and they're doing it, and that's why you're doing this. So please come to your senses, please. Get away from this bird nest electric guy. You don't need him. I mean, he looks like he's been shocked with a bunch of, like, 800 volts from a electrolysis treatment, but they forgot to shave his head. But anyway, you know, anyway, take care. Y'all have a nice day, and we'll have more in the news, you know, because you're a lot prettier, and you deserve a lot better than that. And you be with me, and you'll be fine, sweetheart. Take care, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.